I wonder, as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus, the Savior, did come for to die. For poor lonely people like you and like I wonder, as I wonder out under the sky, when Mary with Jesus 'twas in a cow stall with wise men and cattle and shepherds and all, but high from God's heavens a star's light did fall. The promise of ages,
I wonder, as I wonder, The same stars we gaze at tonight once lit a Judean hillside and a desert road. They once lit temples and altars and prayerful hands raised to the evening sky. The search for Christmas has been going on for thousands of years, ever since God first promised us that he would bring light into our dark world with the birth of the Messiah. Ancient prophets foretold, the people walking in darkness will see a great light, and on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a great light would dawn. A brilliant angel appealed to Mary, and then to Joseph. Fear not, the angel said, Mary has found favor with God, and will give birth to his son, and his name will be Jesus. And so they set out into the night to search for a distant city named Bethlehem. With no other light to guide them but their faith, they finally arrived and found shelter in a dark stable. That night, God entered our world forever.
A child.
Arise, shine, your light has come. Emmanuel is born. O glory in excelsis Deo. Emmanuel is born, and God orchestrated all the stars and moons and radiant legions of heaven to herald his coming. Then he touched one particular star. He set it apart to shine over the cradle of his birth and to be a beacon into a strangely silent world. Emmanuel is born, but where are those who promised to sing the glorias? Where are those who profess to be waiting for his coming? The world seemed to take little note, then or now. In spite of angelic thunder and blazing stars, we always seem to be looking somewhere else. No wonder we just can't seem to find our way to that stable. Could we have really missed that star? Or have we just forgotten to look up? there were three seekers from a distant land who did look up, who did see that first star. Instead of navigating by roads, they simply followed a light. Perhaps they can point the way for us.
Yeah.
Each year, each Christmas, it always seems to come down to this scene, the Nativity, full of people who found their way to the manger with the help of heavenly light. Eventually, each of us must make our way to the manger, but alone, when the stable is empty, when there is only us and the child. But our road is not as clearly lit as the one to Bethlehem. Angels don't come in the night to answer our questions, and stars seem remote, even cold. Some nights you can't see them at all. But the miracle of Christmas is that God never asks us to wander in the darkness searching for Him. The miracle of Christmas is He came to us.
Thank you.
The stable is empty now. There is only a cradle of straw and a baby. Draw close. There's no need to wander or search the skies any longer. The light of the world has come, and not because we sought him, but because he sought us. When Jesus was born, he was laid within the wood of a common manger. When he died, he was nailed to the rough wood of a cross. But he defeated the darkness of this world, even the grave. He rose on high to eternal life. Then he turned and extended this life everlasting back to us. And this Christmas, this is what the world has been searching for. No nostalgic memories or good feelings, or even peace on earth, goodwill toward men. What we're searching for at Christmas is hope. And that hope is Bethlehem. Perhaps your life is as dark and worn as that stable long ago. But remember, that is where he chose to be born. There is nothing he desires more than to be born once again in you. Pray with me. O little child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in to be born in us today. We've heard the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. So come to us, abide with us. We pray in the name of our Lord, Emmanuel.
Bye. alive.